If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Fighting the virus.
It's been a struggle in terms of supply chain.
The president and the doctor.
There was a lot of pushback about shutting things down.
Deadly, destructive weather.
Look at these houses. Lord Jesus.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. Since Friday, the coronavirus death toll in this country has jumped by more than 4,000. It now tops 22,000. For the first time in American history, all 50 states are under federal disaster declarations. CBS's David Begno has our report this morning from New York City.
There are now more than 100,000 reported COVID cases in New York City. There's also a serious shortage of swabs used to test for the coronavirus. That's according to the city's health department, which is now telling medical providers only test hospitalized patients. Christopher Zavala is with Northwell Health. They are the largest healthcare provider in New York State.
This week, we have enough supply to get us through at least the week.
The rate of hospitalizations in New York seems to have stabilized. Saturday, only 53 new COVID patients were admitted to New York hospitals.
We haven't seen a decrease in the patients just yet. We've had a pretty good uptick in the patients that we've received over the past couple of days.
Lieutenant General Laura Richardson is talking about the Javits Center in Manhattan, which has been converted into a field hospital and is far busier now than it was even last week. Meanwhile, the increase in reported cases and deaths in the state of Michigan was lower Sunday after six straight days of more than 100 deaths per day. Cindy Englehart just returned to work as a nurse in Detroit after she recovered from the coronavirus.
I have a lot of survivor's guilt. Like, why wasn't I the nurse that was taken?
Flint resident Sandy Brown, who lost her husband to coronavirus and her son 3 days later, buried them in a service where the mourners had to stay in their cars as she stood alone at the grave.
There appears to be new friction between President Trump and Anthony Fauci after the doctor suggested lives could have been saved if the administration acted sooner. White House correspondent Paula Reed.
The doctor is under fire from the president and his allies online after comments he made over the weekend suggesting that the Trump administration was slow to heed warnings about the coronavirus. This morning, the White House has declined to comment on our questions about whether the president has lost confidence in his top doctor. Now, this all started over the weekend when the New York Times reported that the president was warned about a pandemic at the end of January, and top officials wanted to implement social distancing in February. Now, Fauci seemed to corroborate these reports over the weekend when he confirmed that he believed that lives could have been saved if social distancing had been implemented in February.
If we had, right from the very beginning, shut everything down, it may have been a little bit different, but there was a lot of pushback about shutting things down back then.
On Twitter last night, the president retweeted a comment that included the hashtag #FireFauci.
Amazon says it's going to put new grocery delivery customers on a waiting list because of demand from existing customers during the pandemic, and it's going to cut hours at some Whole Foods stores. Meantime, Smithfield Foods has closed its big pork processing plant in South Dakota for an indefinite period after dozens of workers got the virus. The Associated Press counts more than 3,600 virus deaths in American nursing homes and long-term health care facilities. Experts say the true toll is likely higher since many elderly people have died during the past few weeks without ever getting tested for COVID-19. In Britain, the prime minister is out of the hospital, the worst of his fight against the virus apparently over. CBS's Vicky Barker in London.
Boris Johnson thanking the ICU nurses at Britain's National Health Service who kept a second-by-second watch on his oxygen supply.
The NHS has saved my life. No question.
He's now recuperating at the Prime Ministerial Country Estate, leaving his cabinet to battle what could become the worst coronavirus outbreak on this side of the Atlantic.
At least 18 people are dead in the South after a powerful storm system kicked up tornadoes. Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
Up to 46 tornadoes were reported across the South Sunday. One of them slammed the city of Monroe, Louisiana, damaging hundreds of buildings.
I heard this really loud bang, but I didn't expect this type of destruction.
The widespread damage comes as several public shelters have closed nationwide to stop the spread of the virus. In Alabama, the governor urged shelters to stay open and even ease some of the state's coronavirus's restrictions after a tornado reportedly injured at least three people on the Walker-Jefferson County line.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says the system is now punishing the East Coast.
From D.C. straight up the Northeast Corridor into New York and Boston, with wind gusts in excess of 70 miles an hour, we're likely to see lots of power outages.
Local officials in Wisconsin will be counting ballots today after last Tuesday's presidential primary as they deal with absentee ballots. A federal judge has ruled Alabama cannot restrict abortions as part of a ban on elective procedures during the coronavirus pandemic. There's been legal action about this in Texas, Ohio, and other states since the crisis began. 50 years ago, the big problem was in space aboard Apollo 13.
It was Command Module Pilot Jack Swigert.
Hey, Houston, we've had a problem here.
And then Commander Jim Lovell.
Houston, we've had a problem.
After an oxygen tank exploded and left their command ship losing air and power fast.
The command module was dead.
The lunar ship became the crew's lifeboat, and Lovell says, believe it or not,
that explosion occurred at just the right time for a safe recovery.
Because they could stretch the lander's air and fuel to get back home. Had the explosion happened in lunar orbit,
we'd have been citizens of the moon from then on.
Lovell Swigert and Fred Hayes worked with Mission Control crisis after crisis. Lovell says he was only sure they'd make it.
But I saw the parachutes deploy.
We show you on the main. It really looks great.
Peter King, CBS News, Lake Forest, Illinois.
The cathedral in Milan, Italy, was empty, but tenor Andrea Bocelli filled it with his tremendous voice. The Music for Hope concert to mark Easter has had more than 20 million online views on YouTube. Oil and gas prices have plunged during the pandemic, but as CBS's Sam Litzinger tells us, they might soon swing the other way.
Russian President Putin, President Trump, and Saudi Arabia's King Salman have all agreed to support a new OPEC deal to cut global crude oil production. Oil-producing nations plan to cut output by a record amount, representing about 10% of global supply, to support oil prices during the coronavirus pandemic. Oil industry analyst Tom Closer says this could cost Mr. Trump some political points.
I think he opens himself up to criticism, particularly as the election looms, if he's aligning himself with President Putin and with Saudi Arabia.
Mr. Trump says the OPEC deal will save American jobs. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
With economic uncertainty all around, Virginia's governor wants to delay a hike in that state's minimum wage. It's supposed to go up January 1st, 2021, but he's suggesting next May 1st instead. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.